morning. It is Monday, the 30th of November. I am Ben O'Leary here once again for Marcus Today to have a look at the week ahead with you all. And right now, barring a nasty turn of events today, which is not looking overly likely with our market up 40 points or 0.6% first thing, our market is about to record its best month since 1988. The ASX 200 is currently up 708 points or almost 12%. Since it closed at 5,928 on the last trading day of October, but it is still 527 points off the 7,163 that it closed on February 20th, which marked the high of the market pre-COVID. Now, with November just about done and dusted, our attention turns to December and the hopes that the Santa Claus rally will come to town once again. Marcus wrote a little bit about the Santa Claus rally on Saturday, which you can of course find on our website in the Saturday edition of the newsletter. He's got a great seasonal chart in there, and it basically shows that the market tends to rally through December in anticipation of money coming into the market after the Christmas break in January. Let's hope that trend continues this year and we have another bumper December. It feels like a bit of a rally would be a nice way to end such a crazy year. Looking elsewhere, and there is some more bad news for Treasury Wine Estates this morning. They are looking at 30% of their profit vanishing into thin air thanks to some tariffs that were imposed by the Chinese authorities on Saturday that range between 107% and 212%. Analysts are now conceding that the Chinese market is basically lost to Australian wine producers, and that is obviously some pretty horrible news for Treasury Wines. This morning, we are selling our 1% holding in the growth portfolio. The weekend's developments are the tipping point for us, and there is just too much danger to be involved in the rebound story for us at the moment. Happy to move to the sidelines and watch for a turn of events down the track. The stock is currently down 6% this morning, and we've got that announcement up in our announcements section, as usual, on the website. Now looking to the week ahead, and we have an RBA meeting on Tuesday, which is the headliner this week, although don't expect too much to come from it, seeing as they already cut rates last month. We're looking for a bit of positive commentary surrounding the economic outlook, and that's about all we can hope for. And this week we also get our third quarter GDP number on Wednesday, with expectations that it will show the sharpest rise in economic activity since 1997 and push us out of the recession just as quickly as we went into it. And when you look at what's happening around the world, it really does make you appreciate how lucky you are to be in Australia right now. Looking at the corporate stuff this week, AGM season is slowly coming to a close with just a handful of companies presenting this week. Zip is out today and it will be worth keeping an eye on Santos tomorrow and Worley on Wednesday. See if there's any interesting comments coming out of those presentations after the recent run of the Oilers. TPG presents Thursday and PMV and APE round out the week on Friday. And there is no other notable corporate activity outside those AGMs. Pendle Group is the only stock of any size with a reasonable yield going X this week, and that is on Thursday with a 3.4% yield. Orica, Aristocrat Leisure, Fisher & Paykel, and Technology One are among the others going X, although the bulk of the gross yields this week are sitting below 1%, so there's not a whole lot to get excited about there for the income investor. On the economic front this week, it is a fairly busy week locally with that RBA meeting and the GDP number tomorrow and Wednesday respectively. We also have company gross profits, private sector credit and business inventories out today, manufacturing index, manufacturing PMI, building permits and current account numbers, which of course feed into that GDP number out tomorrow, construction index, services PMI, balance of trade and home loans on Thursday, and finally retail sales to round out the week on Friday. Over in the US, the monthly jobs numbers are out on Friday and they are the main release alongside the usual ADP employment number, which covers the private sector jobs on Wednesday and the weekly jobless numbers on Thursday. Outside of that, other releases include the ISM PMI numbers, pending home sales, construction spending, vehicle sales, the Fed beige book, balance of trade and factory orders. It's a fairly busy week in Japan with industrial production, retail sales, housing starts and construction orders all out today, unemployment numbers out tomorrow and consumer confidence on Wednesday, as well as some PMI numbers through the week, while China just has those similar PMI numbers, leaving the focus on where their relationship with the US heads next after some positive correspondence over the last week. Europe has their flash inflation rate out tomorrow, unemployment and PPI on Wednesday and retail sales on Thursday, while the UK has consumer credit and mortgage lending out tonight, the Bank of England FPC meeting on Wednesday, and new car sales on Friday. Both Europe and the UK have PMI numbers through the week also. We have our usual technical observations up on the website in the strategy piece this morning. Reese and Data 3 are still showing up on the buy signals, and they are joined today by Limeade. While there are 30 sell signals this morning after a red Friday, among the big ones are Aristocrat Leisure, Amcor, Bingo, Cochlear, CSL, IPH, James Hardie, Monash IVF, Tabcorp, and Virgin Money UK. But you'll need to jump on the website to catch that full list. And finally, on the Marcus Today Media this week, we have Marcus covering the usual slot on ABC Radio 774 at 10:25 a.m. each morning with Virginia Trioli. He will also have his strategy section and podcast out each day around midday. Chris is back on Ausbiz on Friday. Tom will have the next of his exciting buy hold sells out by the end of the week. And we have one more week with Henry on vacation. But all the usual programming will be back next week with podcasts, Ask an Analyst, and of course, Henry's Take. So that's all from me. Hope you have a great week, and I'll catch you next Monday.